It's the same size of the neck of that comes to an oil, that instrument that makes holes. So I call upon him, you see here the shear of Mola Mekadeach, and the shear of a cell is the same shear. So if you tell me that Beishamai holds the shear, how much have we missing from the skulls of Mola Mekadeach? And the shear of Beisila is a cella, they're both saying the same thing, so quit the stira. On this he answered back, Seishtik, he kept quiet. The Yomulei Rav Chizda, he answered back, no, Shema Mekadeach v'chisu Moshaninu. Means the difference. By us, we learned Mekadeach v'chisu means not only Beishami meant not only a hole that just Mekadeach makes, but even after it makes, till we make sure like this, whatever this plung, this needle, this big nail that makes the hole, we make sure it goes back and forth. It's very loose there. So that's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, it has to be a loose hole. So it's a little bit bigger than Beis Hillel's shear of a cella. So I call upon him by this halach here of Beis Shammai, that's what he means to say. And this halach we heard, that this hole of Mol Mekadeach has to be a very loose hole. It means to say a drop bigger, that the Mekadeach, this needle, this nagnel, goes back and forth easy. You see, over here we learn it means Shema Mekadeach v'chisumish nino. And the Yomale Rav Chizda Tachlifo Leitema Shema, don't say Shema, Elevadi Mekadeach v'chisumoy. It's a vadi that's a good terrace. Therefore, you see a quote from this halacha that's not a tight squeeze, but it has to be a very loose squeeze that goes back and forth. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Lamed Ches from Alafia on top. Can the Mercer what? Kamol Nekev Shel Oil. That is said what the shear of Kisela was the size of a Mol Nekev Shel Oil. How much this oil, the yolk, the holder makes there. But this chicken kept quiet. I heard there was a steerer here. That the Beis Sham and Beis Hillel are both saying the same shear. If you tell them you're Mol Mekadeach and is the shear of a Sela, so they're both saying the same shear. So the Yomle, the answer was the Yomle Rav Chizda. That Shema Mekadeach v'chisu Meshaninu. That we learn according to Beis Shammai, that the hole between these two rooms, if there's a mace in one room, the tumor goes into the other room. If there's a hole there, so it's not just how much the plunder, that the hole was made with this, with Mekadeach. That's like a tool that makes holes, but rather v'chisu Meshaninu. Where the hole now is made, not just that the needle, like the nail goes through easy, goes through it, but it has to go through easy. It means you even take out some of the inside of the hole to make the nail go back and forth smooth. So you see, Mekadeach doesn't mean a tight hole, but it means to make it a little bit wider. The Yomalev HaTachlif, the Tachlif answered back and said, Lo Tema, don't say Shem, maybe this is an answer. Elavade, but for sure that's the answer. That Mekadeach V'chisumai, that you take out, the Mekadeach, that size, is not just on the size that the hole is made with, but the size that the needle, the nail goes through back and forth smooth, meaning you have to take out some of the inside of the hole to make it even wider. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's a bigger shear, and according to Beis Hillel, it's only the size of a cella, which is a tight hole. So there's some difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara says, "V'tzarach lahaslis cella," like you have to hold on to this cella, like it's a good answer. The same way, kechiskiya aviikish, just like we have to hold on to what Chizkiya v'Ikish told us. It's not, we're not like this. Zu'edis, this is an edis, heyed Chizkiya v'Ikish, that he said over lefnei Rav Gamliel, in front of Rav Gamliel, b'yavna and yavna, that Shom he said it over mishum Rav Gamliel hazakim, that kol she'ein loy toich, anything that doesn't have a toich means an inside, the kli cheres, by kli cheres there's no inside to the kli cheres, like a glass, doesn't have an inside to it, is zein loy achurim, Lechalika. Then the outside has no difference than the inside. By usually regular kli cheres, earthly kli, the lacher is, it's only mekabel tumah from the inside. But if something touches the outside, the outside does not become tameh. So when do we have this difference? Only if the kli cheres has a teich, has an inside to it. But then we say nitma teichai, if the inside became tameh, nitma gab, even the outside becomes tameh. But nit magab, if the sheretz touches us the outside of the kli cheres, is nit matoichoi, then the inside also becomes tamei. So it's saying like this, again, it's like this, okay, that means the edits was, if it doesn't have a toich by Kli Cheres, then there's no difference between the inside and the outside. Like both times, they're Mekabel Tumah. When do we say there's a difference? Only if the Kli Cheres has a toich, then only the inside is coming out the outside. But if it doesn't have a toich, there's no inside, it's a smooth, a flat piece of material of Kli Cheres, then both become tummy. Yeah. That's like a nitma gab and nitma teichai. So that's a question. Kli cheres b'teichai tala rachmona. How could you say that? A kli cheres, an earthly kli, it's only mekabatum if there's a teich. If there's something to receive there. Like a glass, like a cup. Is le teich it melei. If it has a teich and inside to it, the base cube can receive liquid, then this kli cheres would be mekabatum from the inside. But less late teich, if it has no base kibble, then the pshat is le'itmele, it's not makabel tumah at all. So what are you talking about? If it says that kli cheres, if it has no teich, no insight to it, then after then it's l'chumra, it's makabel tumah both ways. So what are you talking about? So on this, Omer Rav Yitzhak bar Avin, Hokikom, and this is what the Braisa meant to say, that kol shein le'teich v'kli cheres, anytime you have like a kli cheres, a smooth piece of earthware, you should know kenegdoi, a similar type of a kli, meaning a smooth piece of the kli shetef, means like a wooden kli. If you have a smooth piece of a wooden kli that has no insight to it, so then ein loy achurim lechalika. There's no difference between the outside and the inside of it. It is not a smooth piece of kli cheres. That type is not makabatum at all. But a smooth piece of a kli shetef, which means Rashi says a wooden kli, then even though it's a pshute kliyate, still here, there's no difference between inside and the back of it and the front of it. And we would say, nitma teichoi, nitma gabai. If the inside became tamei, then even the outside is also tamei. Nitma gabai, if the back side of this board became tamei, nitma teichoi, the front side of it also become tamei. So that's his chiddush here. That a pshuta, a straight piece of wooden kli, there's no difference. So first of all, says the soul, lomeli lemesfaba kli cheres. Why do you have to be totally this wooden kli in an earthly kli? What does it have to do with the other? Name a say straight. Kol shein lo teich b'kli shetef. Say straight. Anytime you have a wooden kli, if it has no inside to receive liquid, just a smooth piece of wood, then ein lo achurim lechalika. There's no difference whether the tumor is outside or inside. So what do you have to be totally to say it's not like a kli cheres? Say stam or pshute kliyates. That it's no difference the tum inside or outside. So Mura says yes. Hol kamashkan, this is the chiddush over here, that the yesh leitech, in a case where this wooden kli has an inside to receive water, so you have a wooden barrel that you could put liquid inside it. Hol kamashkan, the yesh leitech, when the wooden kli has a teich to it, then hareyek kli cheres. There is a certain time that this wooden barrel has the same malach like a kli cheres. What does that mean? It's like an earthly kli. That what? Ma kli cheres, just like an earthly kli. Nitma teichoi, if the sheres touches the inside of the kli, nitma gamba, then the whole kli becomes tummy, even the outside of the kli. But lo nitma teich, let's say the inside does not become tummy, just the sheres touches the outside of the kli cheres, then the lochu is lo nitma gamba, even the outside is not mekabel tumah. By kli cheres, it's only mekabel tumah by the inside, not by the outside. So you should know, av kli shet, there's a certain time, by a wooden barrel, the same thing. That nitma teich, if the sheretz goes inside, we'll soon see the sheretz, we'll mashkim, we'll soon see. If the tomatic water goes inside the kli, then nitma gamba, then even the outside of the kli is also tummy. But le nitma teich, let's say this tomatic water does not go inside the kli, only the outside, then le nitma gamba. In such a case, not even the outside does not become tummy. So Mura says, why? Bishleme kli cheres, bishleme by an earthly kli, it's very good. Goli bei rachmona teichoi, the Torah says the klal of teichoi, it has to be an inside to it, a base kibble. And therefore, if the tumah touches the inside of the kli becomes tamei, both inside and outside. If the tumah only touches the outside, then it's not tamei. So that kli cheres is good, the Torah tells us, it's totally in teich. Ella, but the question is, kli shetef, stop on earth, a wooden kli, Mi golabe rachmana teichoi. The Torah never says a word about teichoi by a wooden kli. The chur by a wooden kli, it shouldn't make a difference whether it has a teich and inside to receive liquid or not. Smurf says true. E betumidi rice, if we're talking about now that a sheretz touches this kli, that's makabatumidi rice or hochinami, then you'd be right. There's no difference in whether this wooden kli has a teich, whether you touch the inside or the outside, there's no difference. No matter where the sheriff touches the kli becomes tummy. But we're talking about the tumas mashkin drabonin. We're talking about that the water that became tummy, that water is only tummy midrabonin, as the Gemara's maskon and psachim, it's only mikabel tummy midrabonin water, as the gzeira or to the zav, or the zav of the zav, or a nida. So, by mashkin drabonin, the tanan, the meant like this, kli shenitma achurav de mashkin. Let's say kli shete, pashto means a wooden kli, that this mashkin that's tummy midrabonin touched the outside of the kli. So locker is achur of tameim, only the outside of the kli becomes tameim. But toicha, the inside of it, agna, the rim around it, ozna, its ear that you hold on to it, the yadav and its handle, torim, they remain tor. You see such a chiddush. Even though it's a kli shetif, it's a wooden kli, that midi raisa, once any part becomes tameim, the whole thing becomes tameim. But if it's only becoming tameim through a mashkin, the rabbonin wanted to tell us a difference to know it's only midi rabbonin. Therefore, they made this chiddush that if it only becomes tummy the outside of the kli, the inside is tor. But what about nitma teich? Let's say the mashkin goes inside the kli, then true, then kula tummy. Then the whole kli becomes tummy. Why? The midi yiraisa neichol metamikli. V'yein mashkin metamikli. Midi yiraisa neichol or a mashkin, it's not enough, hatuma, cannot be metamikli midi yiraisa. That is such a cloud that the mashkim becomes like a rishon, becomes like an avatumah, like, or even a rishon that could be metameh or kli. That's only midrabbanan. It's like zero auto the zav of the mashke of the zav, his spit, or the zav itself, what comes out of him. That's metameh the kli. Therefore, since when regular tumadik water touches a kli, the kli is only tummy midrabbanan. And therefore, let's say there's trumah inside the kli. The trumah is on the tummy of the rabbonin. Hilkach, therefore, shabbi rabbonin ketumah the kli cheres. The rabbonin made some hecker, we should realize it's only the rabbonin, and they made it like a kli cheres. But for lo shabbi rabbonin ketumah the raisa, they did not make it like a regular tumah the raisa to say, any time this kli, any place, an inside or outside becomes tummy, the whole thing is tummy. Why? Dinavshei over the Rabbanan Hekera, that Rabbanan wanted to make a heker with this kli shetif now, ki hechad lelisra fale truma v'kodeshim, that people should not come to burn the truma v'kodeshim that's inside this kli. In other words, when Mashke touched this kli, and inside it is truma, so if we'll say that the kli becomes tummy, whether the inside or the outside, people will think it's tummy midiraisa, and therefore they'll think that this truma becomes tummy midiraisa, and you're supposed to burn it. And the law is, no, it's only tummy midrabbanan. And something that's only tummy midrabbanan, you don't burn the truma of the kodshim. But it's only turban, you have to wait till it becomes really tummy. So Rabbanan wanted to teach us that this is only midrabbanan. Therefore they made this heker that if it's a kli shetif, a wooden barrel, that has an inside to it, that if the mashka touches the outside of the kli, only the outside is tummy, but not the inside. So everybody would know that's only midrabbanan. So Mar says, Yehachi, if so, Ein loy teich, in a case where there's no teich, where it's a smooth piece of wood, a wooden board, let's say, nami yakeira. They should make a hekir also, to say also that both should not become tamei. Smar says no. Kivon diyovdu akeira b'yesh la teich, since Rabbanan made a hekir, where there is an inside to the wooden kli, they made a hekir that when the outside becomes tamei, not the inside, is yadi, everybody knows, the ein loy teich, Rabbanim. Everybody know who adin when the kli doesn't have a teich, that it becomes tummy inside and outside tummy with Rabbanim. So therefore, the Rabbanim only had to make a heker by one place, and from that one place, we'll always know that when Mashke touches a kli, you should know it's only tummy with Rabbanim, and you won't come to burn the truma of the Kodeshim. Now, the next question, if so, the yain loy teich, the most question, the kli shetev, the yiraisa, bakabuli, tumu, it's a question. If you have a smooth piece of wood, a wooden board, so you're telling me now it's only because of tumu de rabbonin, also mashkin, but a mashkin would be a tumu de yiraisa like a sheretz, it would be mikabel tumu. Which is that true, for dum ye de sak binu, the kli shetev, a wooden kli, has to be like a sack. That ma sak, just like a sack,
metaltum olivrekin, you could move it around when it's full and when it's empty, meaning it has to have a base kibble. Is af kol metaltum olivrekin, who would in every klishet that is only mekabatum, a wooden kli, if it has an inside to it. But a flat piece of wood, the kli is not mekabatum midiraisa. So what are you talking about over here? It's only because it's a mashke midrabonin, even if it'll be a tum midiraisa. But a kli shetav, a pshute kliates, a flat piece of wood, is not makabatum midiraisa. Someone says, no, we're talking about here, bahanech techozel midrosis. Talking about this flat piece of wood that's fit for a zav to sit on. You can make medras, but since you can make a tumas medras, makabal tumah midiraisa, therefore rabbanan made exer with them with the rabbanan, it's makabal tumah even just with the magar also. Rashi says, yochi kliya, the bahanach techozel medrashas, we're going kisa v'sas, you have a chair. The makabal tumah ide medras, the makabal tumah ide medras, so this type of a kli with the rabbanan is makabal tumah. So, cheres nami, then even the earthly kli also should be the same way. That even though it's flat, there should also be mekabel tumah. Or to a medrash, if a zav would sit on it. Someone says, no, this is a klal, ain't medrash the kli cheres. By an earthly kli, there's no din medrash. That once it's a smooth and to sit on it, even if a zav sits on a kli cheres, it's not matama. Only a wooden kli becomes tummy. So if a boy is pshut the kliates, they made a din to mekabel tumah. Because auto medrashis. But by Kricheris, even if it's a medrash that a zav sits on it, you have an earthly chair, it's not mekabel tumah. Yeah. Now, we have proper and proper stuff like this. The proper comes back to answer the first question. We have a stira, what's the machlokes be shamin be silul? So a proper ma, mekadeach godlu shenina. That we say that this mekadeach is the same size of a silul, that's only a big one. That we said, we make a hole between the two rooms, where like a window there, that's only a mekadech, means a big plunger, big like a hole maker. So that's the same size of a sela. But mechlad, a mekadech stam, a regular mekadech, a regular hole maker, zutta, it's smaller. It's zutta nami mikasela, it's even smaller than a sela. So then it won't be a kasha, Beisham and a sela, like I'm saying two different shiurim. Beisham is saying a smaller shiur, a smaller hole, and Basil is saying a bigger hole the size of the cellar. So Moses says, "Hon, you could do a good answer according to Rabbeinu, according to Rameya. El the Rabbanan, Michael, what can you say according to the Rabbanan? That now, not like this. The Yezer Mekadech Amru, what type of a hole punch are we talking about? The Kotan Shereifim, a smaller one, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rameya, you could say, Stama, a hole maker, is a smaller one. But it says clearly, the Chum say, no, Begoda Shaleshko. Mash Mestam Mekadech is always a bigger one. So according to Chachomim, Beisham Nechu is always talking about a bigger one, so we'll have back the Kasher, it's the same shear of a cell like Beisil. Now the Gemara says, even according to Rameya, the Rameya Menich, the according to Rameya, he would answer me now, that when Beisil, Beisham, I said this far before, that when you have the skull of a mace, it's Mekabel Tumah. But if you take out of it, Amole Mekadech, it's not Mekabel Tumah, so you're answering me now according to Rameya, that Beishamai Shita is a smaller amount than Beisilul. A Mali Mekadech, a regular one, is a smaller one, smaller than a seller. If so, it should come out, Hevelay Mekula Beishamai, the Beishamai is a bigger Mako. He says that this skull is missing even a smaller amount than Beisilul, it's not Mekabel Tumah anymore. Oh, and Umechumah Beisilul, Beisilul is the Machmir. If so, V'anan Tanan, we know we learned the Mishnah Nidius, V'anan, the Tanan, Tanan, the sixth that we learned there was learned, but the Leitanan Leitanan, more than six, we don't have six Mishnahs, we say them that the Shammai is the Mekel. Usually we always say the Shammai is the Machmir. So according to Rameh, that's the Kamar Akasha, there's also a case that the Shammai is a Mekel over here. That he says even though the skull is missing a smaller shear, just like a small Mekadech, also it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Marin says, another Torah says, Amrav Nachman, Sela Nirunis Sheninu. That we said before, that a Mola Mekadech is the same size of a Sela, it doesn't mean a regular coin. It means a special coin, Nirunishaninu. Kimetadech Godol, but Sela Stam, Zut Mekadech Stam. But a regular Sela, a regular coin, Evad is much smaller than this hole puncher. So it comes out very good. According to Basilo, that we had before, how much has to be missing from the skull? The size of a Sela, it means a smaller Sela. So that small cell is a smaller size than Beis Shammai's Mola Mikadech. So now it's good. The Shami is the Machmir. The Shami says, Kol Zaman, it's not missing from the skull. A bigger size, it has Tumas oil in it. And Basil Lodz, no, even though it's only missing the size of a small cellar, it has no Tumah. But this becomes a very good that Beis Hillel is the Mekel, and Beis Shammai is the Machmir. And the Taka not saying the same shear. One is saying a bigger shear than the other one. Now the Mishnah says, Haris, you have the eyelid of the eye of a Bechor, Shalayim, the eyelid of the eye, Shenikah, if there was a hole there that some of the meat was missing, Shenifka Matkam, that means just the hole went through and nothing was missing, Shenispek, there was a crack there. So that's called the mum in the Bechor. What's going to be haray? Be'ena v'dak. Let's say in the eye, there was like a membrane started to grow, a cataract started to grow there. That's also a mum. Kivlol. Let's say got mixed up, a white streak went into Musunsi, into the black part of the eye, Musunsi. Chaloza nochesh. Also a little ball of meat starts to grow in the eye that looks like a chaloz, like a fish, or like a snake. Or else some of the gears said, should we have etzavir? Some shit should be onuf. Or else this ball of the meat in the eye looks like a grape. That's all mums. Now, a zeo tavolu, what's called a tavolu, a mixture in the eye, that means leaven, a white streak, how poisek besira goes through like the middle of the eye, v'nichnas b'shachar, and it goes into the black part of the eye. So the white streak goes mamish from the middle into the center, real center, the black, that's the ikra of the eye, that's called a mum. But the other way, Shachar, if some of the black starts to shoot out, so a black streak goes out, nichnas blood, and goes into the white of the eye, ain't the mum, that's not called the mum. Because the ikur of the eye is the black, the middle part. The white of the eye is not the ikur of the eye, that's not a mum there. So only tfulu is if the white streak goes into the black, that makes it into a mum. Now the Gemara says, my haris, what does haris mean, the ris of the eye? Some of the proper says,